Bouquets and brickbats in equal measure today. Our new First Minister has completed her first week in office. At risk of enraging hardline feminists, I, like many women watching, wondered who on earth put Arlene Foster in that terrible, shapeless, porridge-coloured suit for her first photo call. She's only 45 and had put 20 years and 2 stone on her. What a relief to see her the following day back in her customary bright fitted jacket and smart pencil skirt. Whatever her politics, she has very good legs. Maybe Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon could have a word with her on power dressing for her new role. If feminists want to have a legitimate go, let them castigate Edwin Putz, who put his foot in it in his welcoming speech to the new First Minister, by reminding her that though she's running the country, she is a wife and mother first. So much for female parity of esteem in 21st century Northern Ireland. Mrs. Foster may have stated unequivocally her refusal to participate in any celebration of the centenary of the Easter Rising, but the Londonderry Bands Forum is planning to commemorate both the Battle of the Somme and the 1916 Rising, two pivotal historic events that inform the identity of many throughout Northern Ireland, in specially commissioned theatre and original music. It's another courageous and encouraging sign that here in the Northwest, mutual respect for difference and fruitful collaboration are enhancing the quality of life for us all. It was also the SDLP's Gerard Divers' first week in the Big Brother House on the Hill. Co-opted to replace the estimable and ever-approachable Pat Ramsay, whatever Mr. Divers' experiences on Derry City Council, it'll have been wee buns compared to the bear pit that is Stormont. Happy news of Seana McCarthy's appointment as CEO of the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, the world's leading arts festival. Since delivering a successful City of Culture year here, she's been the recipient of an Eisenhower Fellowship for Innovation. Personable and popular, she worked her socks off for this city and made many friends who wish her well in what will be her most challenging post yet. Congratulations too to another lady who has been championing the city for more than 2 decades. Patsy O'Kane, proprietor of the Beech Hill Country House Hotel, has been appointed the county's new High Sheriff. Tireless in her promotion of Derry and district as a welcoming and hospitable tourist venue, she's been an effective and enthusiastic ambassador for her adopted city. It's good to see her energy and commitment officially recognised. Further kudos for Derry by the appearance of a local enterprise on the Sunday Times list of 100 best small companies. Learning Pool, which provides online training solutions to large prestigious organisations, was awarded 3 stars, the highest possible accreditation reserved for companies assessed as extraordinary. Well done, Learning Pool. The bad smell at the waterside end of Craigavon Bridge is manifesting itself again. This has been a recurring stink ever since I remember, and many efforts to rectify it have been at best temporary. It greets you like an old but unwelcome friend as you drive or walk by. So far, £4 million of Northern Ireland Water's revenue has been spent to discover its source, to no avail. The Scarlet Pimpernel of Pongs, they seek it here, they seek it there, that damned elusive, noxious smell. But to end on a more fragrant note, the public toilets in Foyleside have just been awarded a platinum rating in Lieu of the Year awards for the sanitary quality and standard of its customer toilets. They are flushed with success.